The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Voting Update for October 2016.
Recently, Governor Edwards of Louisiana signed into law a bill allowing persons with disabilities to vote electronically by way of the internet and email. This method is the same one used by the U.S. military for people outside the U.S. to vote also. The ballot is transmitted to the person by email, and it is filled out, and then it is printed and faxed or mailed to county office. While we in the disability community applaud the effort of the state of Louisiana for this step forward, it is still only a half step. I'm sure the listener has picked up on the obvious flaw in the system. The person with disability is dependent on someone to mail or fax the ballot that they have voted. We still have to depend on the goodwill and good intentions of someone else. We in the disability community should take ownership of this effort. Like so many other times in the past, this effort has been without the input of the people with disabilities, and therefore it's only a feel-good effort on someone else's part with no real effect. The notion that total electronic voting is subject to fraud is at least a myth, and at worst, a smokescreen to obscure the efforts of certain people in the voting process. Perhaps the most persistent argument about electronic voting is that it's open to fraud. PolitiFact has published a statement that only 20 cases of voter fraud have been prosecuted in the United States since 2002. This was the same year that the Havelaw came into existence, mandating electronic voting throughout the United States. True, there have been spectacular stories of massive hacking in secure networks in the business community. But keep in mind that the vote counting process is a local issue, handled by thousands of officials in thousands of districts throughout the United States who handled the process honestly and efficiently. And according to security experts, this sort of decentralization of this process makes the vote counting process a very hard target to hack. So in final consideration, the benefits of having a fully accessible electronic voting system for people with disability far outweigh the risk of not having it. And as always, if you need more information, please contact me at DisabilityLink, R. Harris at DisabilityLink, or 404-687-8890. Also, the National Council of Independent Living, they have an initiative for electronic voting that's floating around in the state capitol now. And I'm sure they would love to hear about your input.
Disability Rights is an update on the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights and brought to you by Disability Link. Please call Disability Link toll-free at 1-800-239-2507 or visit our website at www.disabilitylink.org.